It wasn't even that long ago that you were caught sleeping in her class. Which is fine. You got punished with a job and a titillating incident. Going to her studio to work under her, or rather to work for her. She seems to have some strange set of superstitions. All her devices are mechanical. Clockwork and switches, ticking and actuating. There's some old school flash paper around. You've been examining that equipment but don't know enough to work it. You're used to the digital side, so she has you doing the digital side. And all the porting around, taking canisters from the film room. You're compensated. She'd never do an unpaid internship. Indeed, you'd say you're overly well compensated, but neither of you has openly discussed that part of your remuneration, as you throb, soaked below, thinking of what might happen, toting film canisters from the dark room. Whenever you lift something big, she does lean in and quite sincerely say thank you. You're so strong. I've needed someone strong around here. And then she puts you to work, using the sweat of your brow. Never lax under her influence, you are careful to keep the light out. In the dark room, there are two areas, one with a thick, triple-curtained airlock and a full door, connecting two rooms. The faint red in one, and the other always and forever pitch dark. It's this room she usually occupies, doing delicate development tasks at an incredible speed. The volume of work orders is startling, but apparently she has a reputation for speed and efficacy, one you are enhancing, doubling. She says she used to have to hire individual task rabbits to come in, or find someone doing a menial task, and see if they wanted a few days of work. But not until you, her hand on the small of your back. Has the actuation been so natural? Not till you has she thought of keeping one compatible person in the role. She really only does the hard work for her own photos, and has you carry around and begin developing other people's prints almost immediately. Which is good, because there's a volume of digital work. It is painstaking, close-set work. You're allowed to have a laptop in one of the rooms, provided it has a filter on and it's in a special corner that you would think of as the punishment corner if not for a hand comes in through the curtain, slips between your legs. Her other hand comes to your arm, pausing your work on the keys, and asking you to please step into the darker room with her. She loves the darkroom tech. It makes her hot as well. And the slick feeling caught between your legs that says soon part of her will be coming to meet you. That soon the taste of her will clot your tongue and cloud your thoughts. She's so fucking hot. Close your eyes. Guided to a stool at the darkroom counter, even the red light turned down, as it is when both rooms need to be tasked for full darkness. But right now, the tight light means you feel more of you when she rubs her tits against your back, slides her hands to your chest, and grips you. One hand stays there. Clothing is being deftly removed, but the warm heat in here, which has always reminded you, yes, of a terrarium, of a lizard sunbathing. She's in the studio with you. You wait for bated breath. You wait for masturbation, the sound of her slick fingers between her own legs at mere proximity to you, so turned on, her other hand slipping into your pants, finding your pussy, beginning to prime it for you. I want you. Do you want me? You grind your cunt downward, lifting your hips enough to position it so every rub brings your prominent clit into firm contact with the heel of her hand, her wrist, giving you a grinding pad. You push so much pleasure in you that you know you must be smiling, or some more vacant expression you're sure she can observe. Directly from the source, as she presses pleasure into you and her, everything's handled, both of you are in hand, and you reach for her, running fingers through her long hair, brushing your nails over the top of her back. How she like, she dives down between your legs, your clothing slithers out of the way, more deftly than you thought. Her hands, she must be bringing her mouth into play, pulling your clothing away with her mouth to get that mouth on you. Slurping heat, engulfing you, wicking away all your own lubrication, your natural tangy flavor replaced entirely by her suckling away, leaving her tongue, her saliva, her contact in contrast with how you felt before. Now you feel it knocking at your mind's door. Yes, this is good. You let her lick like she should be able to. No one will know it's completely dark. You go with the flow and grip her head. You don't pull her against your pussy. You grind up toward her instead, offering her more exposure on that, oh, difficult seat. You can't move too much, can't pursue her tongue, so she controls when her touch pulls back and leaves you high and wet and dry. Switches, knobs, and dials nearby, so you can only grip the very edge of the countertop, holding tight, feeling her touch. She licks deep, dark as night in there, around the circumference of your clit before capturing it again, a teasing moment sending pining, pinning thoughts up to your head, up to your brain. You're caught in the way her tongue lavishes warm attention, and her hands pinning your thighs in the dark, feeling the muscular tension. You strum your fingers over the back of her neck, her shoulders, then around to the front, pinching her nips, squeezing her breast. She only moans, tongue intensely sliding in, so it's under your clit, coasting along the uppermost limit of your pussy, and then the walls in long, slow sweeps, bringing to your fall. You push forward against her mouth. You stand completely. It's hard to stand and let it happen. Your knees try to give, but she can dig in more completely, pushing your thighs against her ears. You close her in there, let her hear closer. You hear her licking, lapping, pussy squeezing. She is touching herself deeply, quaking on the floor, her breath across you, inspecting you, watching closely, and you're sure in the darkness she can see. You feel hands grip your hands, pin them to the counter, turn you around. She's up on her knees, facing you from behind, spreading your ass, pushing her face into your pussy, eating you from the back, slowly pressing up. An almost worshipful motion, if you didn't know she's the only thing holding you up, just her hands on your thighs and yours gripping the counter. You lean over forward in the dark. It's soft, warm. There's a pillow there, face first on that, as she eats away, tongue pushing inside, swirling around. When it escapes, it coasts along the top edge, finds your clit, and once it's found, pulls it into her mouth, sucking at the base, sending pining, sharp, quick jolts to your head. Muzzy, fuzzy head, zombified by ache for more. Pushing back, you groan. You know the doors are light and sound tight. She'll be able to lick and kiss. She could go all night. No one comes in. Everything's submitted digitally. There's a bell anyway. You get to just let her lick, let her taste you, let her play like you're delicious, delectable. Pulling your nectar into her mouth, perfect, swallowing, replacing it with the slathered sign of her long, soaked tongue. It's ministration's lap, lick, rapid fire, better than any toy. You're still gripping her tits as much as you can, reaching back now and then, freeing a hand from its captive place, pinned to the counter, finding underneath, which often pulls you away from her and stops your pleasure, but you need to give a little bit back. She hands you a remote. You recognize it as a vibrator remote. You've seen the type. You click the button. Buzz. From behind and below. She no longer has two hands down there. One is up, moving your ass cheeks with the palms, slapping, squeezing, generally sending extra jolts of indirect sensation while her tongue obsesses over the center of your pussy, then over the clit, up and down, deeper, further, down, inside. You don't want to disturb her, but you turn the toy up. Desperate searching, suckling, then smacking her tongue against your clit, flicking it left and right, just the very tip, taking the tip of your stiffened nub, making it send that sensation you love up to your head. If she keeps going, it's like it's interrogating you. You want to come? Do you want her tongue to make you come? Do you want her tongue to hand you so much arousal it doesn't matter as you get so thick as the grueling drool of your body outputting lubrication for sex tells her tongue to fuck you, tells her tongue to take you, pushing deep inside you, expanding now her fingers quake on your clit, shivering back and forth using the lubrication of her spit to move it between just her pointer finger and middle finger juggling, bobbling that little bean back and forth. Heat inside, nipple tips stand, your whole body quake, shiver, sweated and clinging to your top. The heat off the two of your bodies coupling in the dark, making it a murky jungle, even without the red of the faint lights sometimes allowed. But with her in here like this, well, she's only ever pleasured you in the dark, but you followed her contours, you know that's her tongue. Her pretty little tongue you look at all day, thinking about the things it does to you. Things it makes you say, want more. She asks if you want more, you tell her yes. It pours out of you as you lean over the desk, no longer grabbing at her, surrendering your pussy, throwing it back, pushing against her. As her tongue goes everywhere, she spreads your ass with her hands, pushes against your clit with the tip of her tongue, smacks your ass again, reaches up and under over your taut belly. It's squeezing, it's convulsing, the jig is up. She knows how bad you need it, how much you're gone, hun, letting her take everything she can, in mouth, in hand, taking charge, and her intent builds and looms large in your belly's rising reservoir of pleasure. Soon it will overflow. Take your mind with it down below, and she'll fuck your tongue into your pussy. Fuck her tongue into your mind when your mind goes to your pussy. Are you thinking about your cunt? Your wet walls spread out, the tip of your clit sparkingly tormented with vibration from the tip of her tongue, or two fingers just jostling, squeezing it, making it more prominent. Your body throws, it might even throw itself over that wonderful edge into oblivion. And she'd keep going as you came hard, covered her mouth, her cheeks, her chin with your juices juicing up. She's inside, in you, in the room, all around you. The hot stuff of her touch, taking you closer. You wish you could push back further, but you're stretched as much as you can in the position you're in. Her hands digging in, holding you there. She eats you from behind. Your knees get weak and she slaps your thighs, bringing your focus back to yourself. You must stay. Standing up, standing above her. Upstanding like your clit pressing against her lips, inviting you closer. Inviting you to get yourself drained. You're so pent up, so thick with the stuff, looking at her all day, her pointed nipples, and anticipate this moment. The few times she's wearing something short and she bends over, showing you her pussy, wanton, shown and wet, outlined by a pussy that always is stuck to the panties, that she hasn't slipped off yet. That vibe must be inside them. She gonna leave it there? You turn it up and grind on her face. You don't. She digs her tongue in. It presses on your G-spot. Two fingers come up again, rubbing your clit against the side, using the hood to lube it, keeping it from ever getting overstimulated. You can bear all the pleasure she's giving. She's found every open channel so none of them overlap. There in the dark, feel licked from all directions, the vibratory pressure pleasure of her just insisting. You deserve to feel good. This good, precisely. Much too much and never enough. You do it to yourself when you grind back on me. Raise your butt. Expose the profile of your pussy. seems she can see or feel enough to know that as you reveal deeper places inside, you feel it more inside. She reaches out and sets a clock. Tick, tick. You have till it's done to come. Then I'll leave you without a word, hon, alone with your needy pussy, with parts stirred up like only they could be if I have access. Only I do this to you, right, sweetie? Smacking your ass, digging her tongue in deep. In the background, the mechanical clock she keeps in here. Tick, tick, tock. Deliberately loud so it can be heard when it goes off, when it's time. And before that, nothing in here can be disturbed. Not you, not her. Even a customer would get why a dark room is closed, and she probably put the sign up. You've never had a chance to see it yet. She only does this with you in here, but you've never been disturbed. Duller and duller in your brain, brighter and hotter between your legs. Her perfume fills the air, as does the wet refrain of her searching tongue. Amped up pussy, shivery pussy. Nearly done between your legs, pussy, as she buzzes, she presses her face in tight. You feel her come, shoulders shivering against the backs of your legs, her moans all channeled into sucking, lips wrapped around your clit so it vibrates with her own. You hear the wet sound of the toy slipping out. It slithers on the floor. You turn off the vibe to stop the buzz. And with it turned off and that heavy clock ticking, her whimpers as she pursues your pussy are all the thicker, more intense. Right to your clit, come anytime, sucking then. Her fingers move inside, may come hither beckons, while her other hand you can hear scrabbling at her tits. The little moans she only makes when she pinches the nips. She doesn't reach for the clock. She reaches up, tick, talk, and slips fingers into you. She's going to continue, and now you've lost an advantage because she came around the toy and pushed it out. Tick, tick, lick her tongue on your slick insides, pushing against the upper bound. Fingers in and out now. One's glistening with juices, mixing hers with yours, lubed up with her natural. Oh, she must have a hand there now. Can't stop jerking the air just full of your horny pussies. The smell, the taste. Her horny pussy pressing against you, keeping pace then. Then she slips so she's facing you, sitting under the desk you're leaning against, face to face with your pussy as you lower your hips and her intense face on, pulling you into full standing. You lower your hips and grind, humping forward, dancing erratically, erotically as she runs her palms down your butt, down your back, leaves a gentle scratch, lick, bobbing her lips on and off your slick clit while her, oh, slow ministration to herself is audible. Your clit gets sucked. You could bring your fingers down and touch yourself and help, but you might buck or come too early. Are you trying to resist or trying to insist that you get yours today? Whether grind on her face and let her lap you away, or you reach down and give a helping hand. It's plainly on display how bad you need it, how completely up against the pleasure wall. Her tits against your legs, her hands on your ass pulling you forward, locking you against her face, suffocatingly tightly against her face, holding her in her place. You wonder if you took a strap to her or her to you, if you pulled her up and you could do the very thing she's doing now, would she be as vulnerable as you? All the ways she's pleasured herself all overtook her long before they took you. What's it going to take you to hold back long enough? As she just fills her mouth with your juices, slurping up the taste of you, keeping you hot, tight, your shoulders held down to the desk. Her hands can't be your hand. She's licking again. You guess you'll just let it in. Let her tongue slip inside and the will to while away the time under her ministrations filling you up. Twitch and wait for her to buck, for her to come, for her again to make you feel so dedicatedly ministered to. This reveals the other payment source, the reason why, of course, you take this gig every day. Pushing you over the desk, fucking away at your pussy, lapping away at your clit, giving you pleasure hit after pleasure hit so you go home satisfied and dream about her later. In the dark. She pulls away, leaving you up against the desk. In the dark, She heads to the door, out the curtain. What's she doing that tick? It's still ticking. You still had to... You have that long to finish yourself up. Your hand slides between your legs, unthinking. As she leaves the room, her hand slides between your legs, showing you just where she wants you to touch. And once she's back out front, those hands just keep rubbing, much too much, and never enough.